"We have reached Forsellina di Montozzo, at an altitude of 2,613 meters. The landscape opens up to the northeast over the Montozzo Valley and the Upper Peggio Valley. To the north, at the end of the ridge which continues from Punta Montozzo, Punta di Ercavallo stands out with its 3,068 meters. During the Great War it was guarded by the Italians and next to it the battlemented ridge of Denti di Ercavallo is visible, which was in Austrian hands. Beyond the Denti is the low Cocchiole ridge and then, further off, the ridge which descends from S. Matteo to Vioz. At the end of Val Montozzo, to the east, Monte Camisciolo is dominated by the more imposing Mount Redeville, 2,973 meters, from which the rocky crest which leads to Torrione d'Albiolo begins. The pass you are standing on was used from antiquity as an alternative to Tonal Pass, and proof of this is the recent finds in this area of stones with extremely old carvings and fragments of Roman-era pottery. The remains of a trench, heaps of barbed wire and a plaque commemorating the victims of the accidental explosion of a large artillery shell inevitably bring to mind First World War. While we enjoy the view, we will remember the main wartime events in this area. In the early days of the war, Sub-Lieutenant Gennaro Sora and 10 men from the 50th Company of Edolo Battalion climbed up to Punta Albiolo and occupied it, leaving a lookout post. On 7 June 1915 a large group of Trentino volunteers arrived in the Montozzo Basin, including Cesare Battisti, Guido Larcher, Ezio Mosner, Ezio Bonfioli. 8 August 1915, Italian conquest by two platoons of the 52nd Edolo Company from the Denti di Ercavallo positions. On 21 August 1915 an Italian attack on the Torrione d'Albiolo positions commanded by Captain Negri Sessi. After a fierce bombardment with 76mm field guns positioned at Passo dei Contrabandieri and 149mm mortars from Conca Montozzo, the action of the Alpini was ultra-rapid and led to the swift capture of the Torrione. Battisti also took part in this action as messenger and Sora won a silver medal. On 25 August an Italian offensive was launched across the whole Tonal front and the divisions of the Montozzo detachment were ordered to conquer an altitude of 2,696 at Mount Tonal Oriental. Led by Lieutenant Attilio Calvi, the action began at dawn, but a skilled Austrian defense blocked the attack and it was only with the advantage of night that the divisions involved in the attack managed to avoid being seen by the Austrian defenders. But an Italian-held Torrione d'Albiolo remained a thorn in the Austrian side, and for this reason the Austrians launched a violent attack to recapture it. A great many guns, including a 305mm howitzer, were fielded against the Italian position and destructive fire began at around 12.30 on 23 September 1915. The 52nd Edolo Company held the position, but the men of the Torrione Guard were literally swept away by the explosions of the 305mm shells, and the Austrians retook the Torrione with orders to defend it to the last man. Other Italian actions attempted on 14th, 16th and 18th of October were unsuccessful. Taking up a challenge which began by chance, the officials of the Conca Montozzo artillery prepared a plan to reconquer Torrione d'Albiolo, and on 29 October 1915, after violent shelling, a platoon of artillerymen commanded by aspiring officer Bozzi attacked the Torrione. Once again the Austrians managed to block the attack, killing the young cadet first. Throughout 1916 and 1917, the Montozzo Front remained extremely stable and the only action against Austrian positions was symbolic. In 1918, a number of Italian attacks against the various Denti di Ercavallo altitudes led to the capture of the positions and later their abandonment when they were no longer useful. On 13 August 1918, the Italians attempted a last attack on Torrione d'Albiolo, but once again the Austrians resisted and the idea of recapturing the position was definitively abandoned. More than a century later, in the silence and majesty of these mountains, which we can move freely around, admiring the beauties of nature, our aim has been to describe the facts and places of the war fought here with careful attention to detail, but also in the knowledge that much of this action was as ineffective as it was futile, strategically speaking, and caused huge loss of human life. This consciousness also comes across from those who experienced the war. As Alpino Pietro Berra remembers, "Soldiers," he exclaimed, showing the object he had found, "this is a cartridge which cost the nation 6 cents. No cartridge must be wasted. It would be a crime against the nation." Then, with a magnanimous air, "Every 100 cartridges gathered is worth a liter of wine for the troops. The battalion command will notify the regiment how many cartridges have been found. Do you get my point?" Around us the snow was still red with blood, but the great general had not expended a single word, a single expression of pain, for all the dead and wounded. It was only these 6 cents of cartridge that moved him. With this same condemnatory tone and in a general rejection of war, our aim here is to remember all those obliged to fight.